is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Masters of None. My name is Mike. With me is Jay.
Yo.
And Stunt Art.
Hello.
Is here today. Nicole is here.
Yay.
Hi, everyone.
How you doing?
Okay.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for hanging. We are live with the, we got the chat room. Who's in the chat room there?
Gojira, Aztec, Cheese, and Sarah.
Cheese.
So we've got, this is pretty cool. We've kind of have like three corners of the world represented here. We've got England. We have a black woman in England.
Woo.
We have a white dude in Australia.
Wow.
We have a Latin American man in Florida. You got us in New York, and you've got Cheese, which is one of the four food groups.
Which is in Wisconsin.
Right.
So perfect.
Cheese is a food group, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Purple's a fruit.
Yeah. Blue. That's a good flavor.
Art can't be with us tonight. Art, yes, Aztec. Art is on assignment.
Art is on assignment.
And we are going to be doing a couple of live shows tonight. First one up, this one is one that we love to do. And I love it more and more every time we do it. That is Pod Soup.
Yeah.
Pod Soup is back.
Make fun of other people's podcasts.
Yeah.
Hey, I like making fun of other people.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a podcast or in real life.
And I found some fucking doozies.
Yeah, I'm excited about this because we went into this today knowing we were going to do live shows tonight.
Right.
And not having any idea what it was. Me going, I have no time to prep anything. And Mike's like, yeah, I'll just take all day and just listen to 1,000 shitty podcasts and pull some clips and we'll do Pod Soup. I'm like, yay!
That's exactly what I did.
And you guys drove to my house, so thanks for doing all that, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
The best.
So I got... Here's the thing. I had a hard time cutting them up.
Wow. Nice.
So some of these clips are going to kind of long, so I actually only have 8 or 9 to go over.
Okay.
I do have more. If we buzz through these, I do have a couple more, but...
We'll see how much I could take.
These are the 9.
Have you heard any of these, Nicole?
No.
Oh, sweet.
I have no idea.
Love
and
this.
And in typical 8.5 fashion, I'm going to give you the half first.
Okay. Oh, it's like top 8.5.
Kind of, sort of.
Tonight, sort of?
Kind of, sort of. I just kind of go with the theme that we always use 8.5 as our kind of number, so...
We should get jerseys with 8.5 on the back.
That'd be a good idea.
Like Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
And we'll just wear them every day of our lives, like some sort of weird like uniform.
I like it.
Yeah, we should do that. Next time we get Masters of None shirts made up, which will be never, we'll get numbers on the back. 8.5.
Can I say art on the back?
Yes. You guys could say faux art. Forts.
So
Fart,
yeah.
Fart.
It's kinda like when they do Go Saints, GEAU.
I get it.
Yeah, FAUXRT.
So for the 8.5, and here's something that you also do. You usually try to throw in a couple that are actually good.
Right.
So I only got to do that once.
Okay.
and that's my 8.5.
Okay. So this is a good one first.
This is how is that made? Or.
How did this get made? Yeah, Earwolf with Jason Mantzoukas, Paul Scheer, and June Diane Raphael.
Yes.
Yeah.
AKA
Mrs. Paul Scheer.
Very right. A
which
very
I don't
cool.
Get at all.
A very cool podcast where they basically just make fun of movies. If you haven't listened to it, you should. And this one, this is a little bit about the movie Daredevil.
Sweet.
And this is a bit about the courtroom scene. Where Matt Murdock, Ben Affleck, was trying a rapist.
By the way, we're going to see how many times I have to stop to go see what my dog is destroying upstairs.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. So here's a good clip.
But that scene, when he goes after that rapist, I want to talk about that scene, too.
What the fuck? I want to also talk about the scene. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
The rapist gets off on this trial, and he's flirting with a girl. He's like, yeah, I got off on that charge. Like, is that a good way to pick up girls? Like, yeah, I got off on that rape charge. You want to hang out
tonight? Well, he first in the...
Acquitted of rape.
He first... Yeah, exactly. On the stand, he's on... When the guy is on the stand, he goes, wait, what is... Oh, first I... Oh, he goes... He's on the stand in court looking at the woman who's accusing him of rape, and he goes... I assure you, she enjoyed every minute of it. Yeah. What? Like, what are you talking about? This is a guy who's a rapist on the stand, like, being like, yeah, she wanted it. I'm telling you, she was wet for it. Ooh, yeah. Oh, boy. The grossest of gross guys. I feel like everybody should have just been like, okay.
Yeah.
Is that exactly
a guilty. He's a hardcore rapist. And I feel like they should have cut to the jury. He's going, I feel like he's not guilty, right? He's like,
So there you go. There's just a little piece of Daredevil, which was awesome. I listened to the whole thing. Really, basically, they pick
one movie, and they'll do like a mini podcast telling you what the movie is, like on Monday. Yeah. Then later in the week, they release it, and it's just them just picking apart the entire movie.
Yeah. Sounds like fun.
So yeah, I kind of pick and choose the ones where just for the movies that I like. The one about the room is great that we've talked about.
Yeah.
With the Straight No Chaser guys. The ones about Crank are good because they actually love those movies, which I do too. Yeah. But they just like love how ridiculous
they bring up Crank in this because they
always bring up Crank. Yeah, they always bring up Crank.
and they do it in they have like really good prep for these because like they like you know look at you know who was. Who was passed up for the roles? Right. Like they actually do research on the movies too, which is pretty cool. So there's your 8.5. All right, next one up. This is a topical. This is very topical, guys.
Sweet.
We lost a very dear person not too long ago, and that would be
Gojira with a fun fact in the chat room. The rapist in Daredevil also played Casey Jones in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
I think he's incorrect.
Fun fact.
I think he's incorrect on that.
Is he? Oh boy. Yeah.
But that's right.
Uh-oh.
We'll look it up later. What was I saying? Oh. So we lost a dear person not too long ago, and that would be the ultimate warrior.
Oh, you mean in real life like death?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And
I heard about that.
And leave it to the BS Wrestling Report to give us
Bill Simmons has a wrestling podcast now?
No, it's not.
They just stole the name completely?
Apparently, yeah.
Does Jim Brewer host it?
No.
Callback.
This is the BS Wrestling Report. And before the show even starts, guys, we have a little eulogy.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Here's a little bit of it.
It's still real
death
to me.
Was a glorious ending. The merciful release from the battlefield. The journey into parts unknown. There was no warrior great enough to defeat death. Not even the ultimate warrior. But the message it seems now was always
can't
clear.
Barely read it.
A more extreme variation of Dylan Thomas's
he wrote this, right?
Do not go gentle
tears in the way.
Into that good night. Give him a fight. Make death earn his victory. How fittingly ironic it is that the warrior's return to parts unknown was not one characterized by a glorious battle,
I
but
hope
something
he crying.
Even more glorious and powerful
still
than that.
Still real to me, damn it.
As for us wrestling fans, a moment of unexpected Barry Hatchett's and a promo on Raw we never imagined seeing for once. Maybe it was closure enough.
This is giving goosebumps.
That was collaborated
it's so douchey.
By myself, Brian, and Travis Felt of the DailyWrestle.com. The show must go on.
Wait, I could have sworn that was going to be an actual newspaper. I can't believe he said .com. That the Daily Wrestle was like... Wasn't is that a companion to the New York Times? It's part of the Sunday.
Insert.
It's a Sunday edition, yeah.
Isn't it the newspaper Spider-Man worked for? Daily Wrestle.
Give me that warrior!
So here, that was just the prologue to the show. Here's the actual show.
When that dude wrote that, they fucking stole Ron and Fez's intro.
Stole from Ron and Fez, which is great.
Which, of course, is a wrestling intro.
Yeah.
RobertFez.com brought to you by PhoneFreight.com. Stop using your phone for long-distance calls. That's like any W Ron and Fez.
Yeah.
Old school. It's Ron and Fez.
Twitter. 866 Round Zero Fez. 866 Round Zero Fez. Wrestling Report.
We are brought to you always by our boy Jesse Lambert over at Archangel Studios.
Are they broadcasting from a fishbowl? What's going on?
It is the day of, day after.
Are they having a let's see how low on the megabits per second we can put out the podcast at?
I want to be able to send this to everybody over Gmail.
Homage to the warrior. One last more for you there, buddy.
What was that?
Steve, how are you? What's going on?
I'm doing good. Steve, I'm a bit shocked considering he dropped in like a day after he was on Raw. But it almost is like the Hall of Fame and Raw were really his swan song.
We're broadcasting from inside the Ultimate Warrior's casket today.
Guys, just giving him one last hug.
I couldn't fit these little fabric strips around the casket.
I guess you saw love there in her eyes. You saw.
We gotta strap it to the roof of the car.
What he had done, and
get the tricycle tassels
out, anything, and just been him. You know, and he had his girls there, and they're looking at this, their dad. They're just looking at him, going, "You're just dad."
Yeah. pretty much.
Like, you know, I guess a wrestling god or a, you know, this immortal, this weird.
Didn't everyone pretty much hate the Ultimate Warrior, like, since he's been out of wrestling? Because he's always saying, like, fucked up things, right?
He's like crazy. He's fucking nuts. He was fucking nuts. And
I don't know. And they just see dad.
Like, he was like the wrestling, like, lunatic until, like, Iron Sheik, his friends, like, made a Twitter account for him. Like, he was the crazy wrestling guy, right? Until Iron Sheik got on Twitter.
I
was never into wrestling at all.
Yeah.
I liked Andre the Giant, but that was like way back when.
I always thought the Ultimate Warrior died, and then there was like another Ultimate Warrior who took his place.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's what everybody thought.
That's weird. Why does everyone think that?
I don't know. Because everybody dies of steroids,
right?
Like early, I guess. They have a shit ton of people, and I don't know. I don't get wrestling anymore. I stopped paying attention when I was 11.
Yeah.
Isn't that when you're supposed to stop?
Most people do. What did he die? Was it a steroid thing, or what, did he have a heart attack or something?
Yeah. His heart.
Was it another entrance-related mishap?
I think Ravishing Rick Rude finally finished the job from SummerSlam 89.
Was it? Did it turn out that his face paint had asbestos in it after all these years?
Had lead poisoning.
He died in the middle of calling one of those methophilioma infomercials. Whatever that is. Yeah.
Dr. Zizmore?
Yeah.
What is this disease?
What is this disease? How did I get it? How are you in my house? Why are you here? So that's the BS Wrestling Report, and it's fantastic, guys.
It really was riveting.
Here's the thing about these podcasts, by the way.
Good.
Some of them very, very popular, and I don't know how.
Wait, we've listened to popular ones?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Because wrestling is still semi-popular.
No.
Go ahead. How long do you think it took, and how many people were involved in writing the big thing at the beginning?
He said it was three guys.
Three guys wrote that.
Three guys.
And how long do you think that they put in?
He couldn't read.
How long was that Google Doc open? Those guys worked on that.
No. I think you should mention Parts Unknown again.
Yeah.
Mention Parts Unknown multiple times.
They said he was from Parts Unknown, so yeah.
He's returned to Parts Unknown.
Yeah, and you know what? Heaven's kind of like Parts Unknown.
Parts Unknown.
So it's like a simile, you guys, right?
No, dude.
It's a metaphor. Bro. It's onomatopoeia.
Right.
No. But put it in there. It's good.
I had a cousin.
A simile is a metaphor using like or as.
I had a cousin who was
dude,
from Parts Unknown,
what
Indiana.
Talking about. Parts Unknown, Indiana.
Yeah.
In the chat room is saying Ultimate Warrior lost his muscle. So he went away, he got off the steroids, and then people came back and he was all small, so people thought it was a different guy.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting. But that's pretty crazy that didn't he get like inducted into the Hall of Fame or something like the day before or something crazy?
Yeah.
I think Vince McMahon probably killed him.
Right.
That's my guess.
It's a sniper.
Yeah. Did he say something offensive to the McMahons during the broadcast?
Papa Shango put a fucking voodoo curse on him.
Nice. Papa Shango. Sweet. All right. What's next?
All right. So I'm sad Art isn't here because I really want him to listen to this one.
No, but I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi.
It's Fart.
Yeah. I'm Fart.
I'm Fart. I'm getting ready to get back into the NBA because my team's coming back next year. So I decided...
Washington
to,
Wizards?
No, the
Wizardry.
The Charlotte Hornets are coming back next year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
So I decided, you know what? I better learn a little bit about the fucking team so I know who's on the team next year. So I went, and right now they're the Charlotte Bobcats, so I went and I searched and see if there's any Charlotte Bobcats podcast.
Oh, guess how many what? Were there? A million?
Like I found one!
Great. So wait, they're just changing the name back, or
yeah,
it's a
changing,
new team?
They're changing the name
or
back.
Or are they bringing another team to Charlotte that's going to get called the Hornets?
Yeah, fight each other.
I would be surprised if something like that happened in the NBA.
Yeah, no, they're just changing
so wait, did,
the Bobcats
I thought they
team.
Moved to New Orleans. Was that
they
them?
Did.
And then what? They came back or they just started another team?
They started another team.
Wow. That's like when like, you know, like Red Lobster goes out of business and then it reopens like 3 weeks later. It's like Joe's Lobster House.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you got some balls, Joe.
Well, not suntan lobster.
Yeah. Yeah. Orange lobster. But like someone's like, yeah, those guys can hack it, but I'm going to be able to do it.
I get it.
Don't worry about this.
No. See, what they didn't do was they didn't get the placemats at the diners.
Yeah. They didn't have the
placemat advertising.
They didn't give you the bibs.
Yeah.
They didn't give you the bibs. That's what it's all about. People like bibs.
Cheese biscuits.
Speaking
I
of which,
shit.
Michael Bibby, wasn't he one of the Charlotte Harlot? The Charlotte Harlots. Dude, that's a fucking name.
Charlotte
Fuck the Hornets.
I like that.
The Charlotte Harlots.
The New Orleans Harlots.
That's a WNBA team, isn't it? Dude, how is that not a thing? How is that not a thing?
Yeah.
How is there not a Charlotte Harlots in the WNBA?
There will be now.
Sorry, I'm yelling.
No, you're good. Yeah.
Maybe we can get the Charlotte or the parts unknown Harlots.
Parts unknown.
All right. Time out. I got to do the first time out to go see what the hell my dog is breaking.
Okay.
Maybe she's eating the hamster. And then I could put her down and the hamster's gone too. We'll kill two birds.
No.
I mean, two pets. Kidding. Kidding my daughter in the future.
Future daughter.
So we're going to talk about Jay right now, right?
Always.
Can I try your beer?
No.
But I'm Art. I'm Fart. Can I try mine? Yours is better.
Yeah.
I never had this before.
I can't fight this feeling anymore.
I don't know. It's light, but I would hate to throw it up.
Would you?
Yeah.
What's in the bottle? I have... What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? I got,
Ooh, I forgot what I got.
Sierra Nevada IPA.
I got Bell's...
Palsy? Look like a fucking, what's that painting with the melting clocks?
Like.
Rear. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man.
What do you have? Like a dandelion ale?
No. Some shit. It's an ale. Bell.
What's hers? Beer?
Spell something. I hastily picked it out
because
I was
point?
In the car.
You mean?
No, it wasn't Blue Point. It was
yes.
Bell something.
Bell's Two Hearted Ale.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
I'm drinking a Blue Point oatmeal stout.
Very nice.
All right.
I have an amazing growler. I love it.
Thank you.
It's like badass growler.
Growlerstein, except for the Shock Top logo. But sometimes
okay.
in life
you
get things for free
off, right?
That have shitty logos. Yeah, it'll wear off eventually.
Ready?
Kind of like the Herp.
Nice.
It'll go away.
You can outrun it.
Sure.
So this next one. Is the Charlotte Hornets, it's called, I'm sorry, Charlotte Bobcats Breakdown, it's called. And I would like to point out.
Is it a podcast or just what the team does on a regular basis?
It's a podcast. And it is probably the worst sound quality podcast I have ever
Wait a minute.
Heard.
It's going to be worse than the wrestling one?
Oh, much worse. And listen to the deterioration of the sound quality as
how
this
could it get worse
on.
Like, how does this even make sense?
You'll see.
Man, I'm so excited.
Hi, it's Chris Whitney, the Charlotte Bobcats, and you listen to Breakdown with Dave and Opley.
It's time for the break down. I'm in live right now.
This is Radio Disney right now.
So this is how it downloads at this quality.
Now you know they have me back.
So this is where it starts, and this is actually good.
Oh man.
Guys, we got their own theme song and stuff too.
Did Jermaine Dupri record this? Oddly, is that his name?
I think it's not.
Wasn't that an Adams?
Gojira wants to know if this is live over CB radio. Close.
It sounds like it's through a phone.
It's close.
It's like your cousin. That sound you're looking for.
This is really just an excuse for this guy to get his track on.
Yeah.
Probably. Because it's really long.
Do you really need like a 7-minute intro?
Yeah.
I'm bored.
All right, we get it. I mean, I'll give him props for having it.
Next guest was selected in the second round of the 93 draft and went on to have a respectable playing career that lasted for 11 seasons.
Lasted?
He now joins
what's
the program
called?
As the
that's how it starts?
Yeah.
For the Charlotte
it goes
Bobcats.
Right into AM radio.
Let's welcome Chris Whitney to the breakdown. Hey, Chris.
But they didn't even, like, introduce themselves or anything. They just, like, were talking.
Yeah. Hey, man. Chris, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. So, how's the new role of player development working out for you these days?
It's working out great. You know, it's always easy when you have a bunch of good guys, and which I have here. So, it's a good situation for me. I'm happy that I was able to get this.
I don't know who's the interviewer and who's.
So, Chris, what exactly are your responsibilities in this role?
What?
Well,
they had a wind tunnel.
No former play experience. You know, I'm on the last level. I work the most player development.
Broadcasting from under a bridge.
Y'all do a lot of these off work as far as player programs where we have to come get funding and education, finishing it up.
Attention, all the ships at sea. The Charlotte Bobcats have a black executive, a colored fella, and professional athletics. What do you have to say about this, Jackie Robinson?
What the fuck? Drink your Ovaltine.
I love how everybody's on the phone, and the one guy is on the phone in his car, and you just hear the wind blowing
by. Yeah, with his windows down.
Is that everyone?
Yeah.
And he's such a young player, and then, you know, he was very helpful and, helping him, adjust to the NBA life, on and off the court.
He's either driving with his windows down, or those are just the tumbleweeds of everybody already tuning out their internet.
Right. Hear so many players are having problems, whether it's during their playing career or post-playing career, that role becomes really vital.
Yeah, sounds like a conference call.
There's somewhat of mentorship, as a matter of fact. you want to be able to talk to them and relate to them. And
please enter your passcode.
Gojira wants to know if they're going to stop to advertise a local bait store.
Out of basketball, I've been there. You want to sit back and I'm not going to do crawlers. Anything, but I got
I don't understand how anybody can get interested in. I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I don't understand how people get interested in athlete interviews, to be honest with you, because they
never
don't
say anything.
No athlete ever says anything interesting. Ever.
Well, sometimes
we
it is.
We played a good game, and next time we're just going to do better. That's what they all say.
Take it one game at a time.
I know. I don't know why anyone bothers.
But then you do get like an Ozzie Guillen type who will always say something ridiculous. There's no middle ground.
Right.
They're either never going to say anything or they're always going to say something outrageous.
Right. And then even that gets that just gets old fast.
Yeah, because it's always just the same guy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Like the Seahawks guy?
Yeah, Sherman.
Yes.
Sherman.
No one knew who he was until he just started saying
until he teamed up with Mr. Peabody.
Shit, and then everyone watched him.
Mr. Peabody.
That's a movie now.
I saw it.
You did? Was it any good?
Yeah, it was alright. Yeah, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't great.
Yeah.
I was on my phone most of the time.
Oh, that's great.
Nice.
I always enjoyed Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Did you?
Of course, I was a part of it. So.
Well, wasn't Mr. Peabody sort of a dick in those, right?
Oh, he's always a dick.
No, yeah. He wasn't really a dick in the movies.
He okay. wasn't a dick in the
no,
movie?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. He was a dick on the show.
Yeah, he was a total dick.
Quiet,
yeah,
you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he was a total
Mr.
asshole.
Mr. Peabody. Potty. Potty? Mr. Peabody?
Mr. Peabody.
Your
that's, that's the Triple X remake.
And his boy, Sherman.
That's the main character in Everybody Poops.
Where were we?
All right, so next one up is, I don't know. Oh, I typed in... I tried to think of the most boring things that are out there to see if there
Wait,
are podcasts
too. Did you do, you did no research, you're just doing this all right now on the fly?
No.
Okay.
How dare you?
Yeah, Jesus. I tried to type in the most boring things possible to see if they had podcasts. So I typed in bird watching.
Okay.
And sure enough.
Sweet.
I had a couple. And the one that I picked is Pet Life Radio. Wings and things.
Wings and what are the things?
It's making me
Could
hungry.
Could be anything. So this is a podcast about birds
Sweet.
And parrots. And she spends half the time during the fucking podcast talking about how you can save money traveling.
Nice.
So here you
I got it real
so
quick.
That's the things.
Good, you had a good athlete quote.
Yeah.
Team sucked tonight. Really disappointing. Think with the money we make, we can catch the fucking whatever. It's an Australian view of American athletics.
Exactly. Precisely. Precisely.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so here you go. Here's Pet Life Radio's Wings and Things.
Starving now.
Why do seagulls live near the sea?
I don't know.
Because if they live near the bay, they'd be bagels.
Oh my god.
All right, what's the next one?
Wow!
So is this
so
the...
why do seagulls live near the sea?
Why?
Because if they live near the bay, they'd be bagels.
Oh my God.
Welcome to Wings and Things, where you'll find real answers to real questions about everything you want to know about pet birds. Care, feeding, bird products, travel, and more.
Wow.
Everything to make your frequent flyer...
Bird products, guys.
Wait, what is wrong? From cockatiels to cockatoos, you'll have a bird's eye view of everything there is to know about your fun, feathered friends. So, spread your wings and get ready to fly with your Wings and Things host, bird expert and author, Susan Chamberlain.
I believe! You
have
wow, there's another change
host,
in audio quality.
Susan Chamberlain,
yeah. Good lord.
And we have travel tips coming up on this segment of Wings and Things.
Not for nothing. It
We're
started out actually sounding it actually started out sounding kind of professional and then this and then this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Balls.
Balls. I was like decent production
oh, Eclectus parrots and taking your bird along on vacation with you.
Oh, God.
Has it always been your dream to see the birds we most often think?
Here's your taco, Mr. Simpson.
I had a girlfriend. She'd kill me.
From his pets flying free in the wild? Lorraine is also the chief financial officer of Project.
She sounds like she just learned how to talk.
She sounds like she might topple over at any minute. Like she's on a unicycle or something.
My sugar count is pretty low.
Jane, get me off this crazy thing.
Can someone cut me up an orange?
Bird watch. And she recommends ecotourism as a way to observe the birds while helping to ensure their survival. She has visited Indonesia several times and says, by running these tours, we give the native people
Have you ever tickled your bottom with a bird feather?
So this is, she's talking about going to Indonesia.
With a bird?
For
bringing
bird,
a bird.
Or taking a bird or looking at
a bird. Or
I thought it was traveling with your bird.
I don't know.
So that they don't have to poach the parrots.
Oh,
the
what?
Money brought in by tourists is a huge incentive for them to protect wildlife. Project Birdwatch hosts several tours a year. And the average cost for a 2-week excursion, excluding international airfare.
How much do you think?
$6.
Too much tuna. How much do you think it costs for a
excursion for bird watching in Indonesia.
Excluding airfare?
In Indonesia. How much?
Excluding airfare, she said. Excluding airfare.
I'm not sure. How much? Take a guess.
I have a feeling it's outrageous, so I'm going to say like 5,000.
You probably have to give a local 3 conch sales.
It's $4,000 per person.
Nice.
$4,000 per person.
Oh, Price is Right rules. I am not correct.
Yeah.
Taking a trip of this magnitude, plan a few years ahead.
Right.
For a bird watching trip.
Jesus Christ.
Well, figure out how much you need to put aside each week to reach that goal.
Or retire.
For a $4,000 trip, you have to save $2,000 a year. Divide that by 12, and that tells you how much to save
each
month.
Don't tell
me
what to
Thanks. Do. Thank you.
I thought she was going to say, and then it would take you 2 years.
Gojira says that today's episode includes the dodo, titmouse, booby, and cockerel.
You have to really focus on saving to achieve your goal.
Her voice is just, I can't get over her voice.
I love
writing. In an article in the January 2007 issue of Condé Nast Traveler, they advised putting your travel savings into a high-yield money market account.
It's just going into financial advice. It has nothing to do with birds.
Where's the bird talk, bitch?
And to pad your estimated expenses for extras.
False advertising.
Lorraine Concord, don't forget to add in some extras for shopping and incidentals. Ask your doctor about inoculations.
Incidentals.
The website for the Center for Disease
Control. Is that the Michelle Williams?
The incidentals with the Center for Disease
Control. Is that the Michelle Williams lisp that you love?
No, I love Michelle. Do you ever notice Michelle Williams' lisp?
I'm sorry, this might be a little tangent.
I'm too busy always looking at her tits because they're always out.
Yeah.
That's who we're just talking about, right? The actress?
Michelle Williams, one.
Yeah.
Did you see?
Is it a real one?
Who's Michelle Williams?
Michelle Williams, the girl that was married to Heath Ledger.
Yeah. Her tits are out in every movie.
Is there?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, cool.
Or the ones I've seen, anyway.
She was in Oz.
Cool. But did you see that?
Yeah,
the Great Prof Oz.
Yeah.
Tits are out in that one?
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Did she have the wicked tit of the West and the wicked tit of the East? Zing.
Oh, man.
You think we set that one up, folks, but we didn't.
No.
It's all right off the top of her head. It's all live in person.
She has a little lisp.
Does she?
Definitely in that movie.
It's tiny. Like, you can barely... He pointed it out. That's what it's like.
It's really adorable.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dawson's Creek. Exactly.
She did look adorable in that movie, though.
She did.
The little pixie haircut. Did she have the pixie haircut now or the long hair now?
I don't know.
It was like my length. Like, it's like short.
I mean, who didn't want to fuck Linda, honestly, right?
I guess. I did. I always did.
I was just, you know, she had like 3 munchkins underneath that big dress just servicing her all the time.
Fuck her, and when she comes, her legs curl up under the house.
Oh, Jesus. That's what I just ripped
up. Oh, dog time out on that one.
I'm just going to throw this dog back in the goddamn crate.
So, Mike.
Dog's ruining my flow. My flizzo, bro.
That was amazing. She's so cute. She's so happy. So tiny. Wiggly.
I think Jay's dog just broke into the safe upstairs.
She's going to cash in the CDs.
Yeah. That'll teach you to want to go to college.
No college for Riley. Now I have the Dawson's Creek theme on my head. I know. And plus, I can't stop listening to 90s on 9, so...
What?
90s on 9 on Sirius Satellite Radio. All of the 90s, all of the time. It's like my dream come true. So open up your morning light. Say a little breath of rest. All right. I have no idea if those are the words. I can't pour anything. How are the chat room people doing? I don't want to ignore you. Like Mike and Jay are doing.
Jay's taking care of his dog. That's why we paused. Sorry,
he's
guys.
Adorable little puppy. What?
Loser.
Why? That puppy's so cute. Oh, puppy. So wiggly and soft and tiny. Where'd the chat room people go?
They're there.
Say stuff.
Validate my existence.
Bah.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
So I'll let the chat room people know. I'm old. I'm terrible. My back is fucking killing me. So I'm doing like old people things, where I, you know, I grunt when I bend over. Now I'm like,
bending over is such a chore.
Like a fucking dick.
Sorry guys, dogs are a burden. Dogs are a burden. Don't ever get one.
She's all right, so cute. Great.
All right. You guys want to take her for the week?
Yes.
I'll come pick her up next on a Saturday.
Not at all.
Okay.
Oh, all
right. So getting back into it, we have the next one coming up is by a gentleman who I don't really know his name, but he boasts that he's the name of the podcast is Forever Jobless.
Nice.
And I looked up his bio a little bit here, and he's one of these guys that...
Probably wasn't very long, was it?
He was a fucking... He worked in finance somewhere, then quit that and started an online poker site.
Okay.
And then made a shit ton of money off of that, and then thinks That's now nice. That he's some awesome entrepreneur who can not only give business advice, but also gives you life advice.
Oh, boy.
Oh, sweet. Well, it's life advice, because it's very valuable to me.
Well, this podcast is called Early Rising and Priority Goals, which is his keyword, by the way. He says goals a lot.
The Forever Jobless Podcast, Episode 7.
He's got that voice.
Welcome to the Forever Jobless Podcast. Whether you're already forever jobless or aspiring to join the Forever Jobless Club.
Yeah, forever jobless sounds like a bad thing, doesn't it?
Right, yeah, place. It does.
This is the show that simplifies how to make money, gives you access to private conversations between successful entrepreneurs.
Welcome to the Unemployed Piece of Shit Podcast, where we teach you how to live like a rich guy.
Entrepreneurs made by seeing opportunities other people can't. This
if you're
is a
making money,
skill
aren't
set,
you
which is
not jobless?
Practiced by many. Let this podcast be your training ground. If you haven't checked out Forever Jobless, head over to foreverjobless.com.
Come on,
you
guys.
You can enter your email and subscribe to my private newsletter.
It's inspirational
if
music.
If you enjoy the content on this podcast, you'll love the content I give away there. Again, that's foreverjobless.com.
So he's basically turned himself into like a mini Tony Robbins.
I'm trying this new thing where I wake up at 5 a.m. Trying to be more productive. And
you're jobless. What productive do you have to be?
For the day before anybody else starts their day.
I like my jobless life to be more productive.
Due to influence of a couple of friends who have successfully been doing this for a while, and they rave about it, how much more productive it makes them.
Be
but I'm
jobless?
Also doing it because I tried something really simple about a year or two in my life that made a huge
getting
impact.
Up early.
And
early bird gets
I'm
the worm,
trying
right?
This
right?
To try
Come
and
on.
Compound the effects of that.
Yeah,
that I've had. So,
getting worms sounds like a job to
let
me.
Let me tell you
that
a little
is a
bit
job.
About you know, what I did about a year or two ago.
So you're not jobless.
That, you right. know, one really, really simple thing that had a huge effect on productivity and basically hitting my goals. And
what
you
goals?
What
you don't
I'm
have a job.
Do
he doesn't
so,
talk about what his
about,
goals are.
Oh, okay.
I guess it was
he never does.
I set a goal
never.
It was a fitness goal.
Everything is shrouded
and,
in this
up to that point,
vagary that is so fucking annoying.
I heard shape, fitness goal.
I've never reached the low.
It's like learning
to
how to play
so,
Baccarat at a fucking
you know,
casino, like in your room on the TV channel that they teach you how to play Baccarat on. This is what this fucking podcast is like.
Wise to reach my goals, but. Basically, the simple trick
you love
that I've been
goals.
Using the last couple of years for fitness goals, for business goals, has been
goals.
Doesn't
goals.
Matter, just
basically
goals.
The first thing I do in the morning is
Method.
Related to my goal.
Goal.
And so a couple things
it.
With that one,
goal!
It's really important not to have more than one priority goal.
goal. So you should have one focus goal that's your main priority, and the second goal kind of just lead by the side until your first goal is taken care of for the day. So
maybe he just has a little mini goal on his desk, like one of those little tabletop hockey things. He's like, done. So I accomplished another goal today. Paper football game.
Just some work to do or backed up on emails, whatever it was. It didn't matter. So basically, the first thing I'll do in the morning is
goals.
Go to the gym.
Goals,
basically.
So I'll wake up and I'll eat a big bowl of goals.
Really simple thing helped change. Really gave me life-changing results for that goal and then other goals I've made since then.
Then I'll go to the goal gym.
Whatever my goal is.
I go to the goal gym to get my goal.
I'll do about 15 minutes on the gold mill. On the gold mill. And then
I don't wake up this early.
Then I'll jump on the old gold master. Do about 20 minutes on that on high.
Every morning I wake up, I have a bowl of gold mill.
Gold mill.
So that's why I'm recording this at 5 a.m. right now.
If you know, I need some fiber, I'll have a nice bowl of Goalios. And, you know, some people think it's tough, but I do live with Goaliosis. And
trying to wake up at 5
it's all right. I'm getting through it because that's my goal.
I'll be able to do a couple things before most people start the day. So there's no distractions.
One of the most effective presidents,
a lot of people,
have Goalio.
Myself definitely falls into this category.
I've overcome both Goalio and Goaliosis.
I got my Goalio shot.
The cool thing about before 5 a.m. 5 a.m. is there's no one to distract you. So it's, you know, a little bit after 5 now. You know, went down, got some coffee. The
I'm done with the gym. I
passed out.
I jumped back in my Golvo and drive home.
And so, you know, it's
back to my Gold Dominium.
Cool thing to realize that everybody else is sleeping and you're getting all your work done. You're being extremely productive. And so by the time 8 o'clock comes
this
today,
is the most unspecific
have a podcast
recording.
That has nothing to do with anything. You have no idea.
Aztec,
you're right. This guy gives you job advice, even though he has no job.
Yeah, that's the whole point. He doesn't have a job.
To it. Gonna test it.
This
is
really easy,
isn't it?
This podcast is nothing but one big brag. Hey guys, I don't have a job, so you do.
Have one. Life you'd have, but
and then I go to the jewelry store and I buy my wife a nice necklace made of silver.
Touch on that simple point.
I was gonna say gold, didn't you?
Cash for gold.
Today's podcast would be, you know, take whatever your priority goal is, do that first thing in the morning. Don't do anything else. So if your goal is, let's say you have a goal to write a book,
Say goal,
strength every time. He's a goal.
Words a day. Whatever the goal is that you pick for yourself, don't allow yourself to do anything else. Yeah. So in other words,
go
meet a friend.
Every time
you
say goal, you're fucking perfect.
Now you have to wake up at 7.
Let me say if you goal meet a friend.
Write for an hour first. If you have work, you know, work in the morning, you know, you don't go into work until you write. You know, if you run a business, you know, no matter what's going on, you know, calls, emails, it's very easy to make excuses and say, well, hey, this thing happened today, so I can't write today. I can't record this podcast today. It's really easy to do that stuff. So you need to force yourself to not make excuses and just make it happen. And you'll realize after, you know, a couple weeks or a month of
doing something,
you're going to
hit all your goals.
Becomes a habit a lot easier. I know for myself, if I do something for a couple of days and I fall off, it's almost like you forget to get back in the habit of doing it. But if you do something for 3 or 4 weeks, it becomes really, really easy to do, and it's not even really an effort after that. So I guess my challenge to you would be, you know, for the next at least 2 weeks, try and, you know, pick your goal
every
morning, do whatever it is that will help you reach your goal. Before you have breakfast, before you go to the gym, before you go to work, do that one task that will help you reach your goal.
So you're playing the music.
Got a goal.
Guarantee you'll have pretty amazing results. Thanks for listening. And
wait, that's the whole podcast.
Let me know
that's the whole podcast.
Get out of here.
For a 6 minute show.
What you're doing to hit them.
Maybe that was his goal. To have a really short podcast.
Do you want to hang out and exchange ideas with
very non-specific podcast.
Cheese in the podcast says his favorite rapper is Goolio.
How many times does Guy jerk off a day? I'm not sure what his goal is.
His favorite actress is Goldie Hawn.
He likes gold timey music.
He looks like gold time rock and roll.
Dun, 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 dun.
Just take those gold records off the shelf.
Oh man.
Holy shit, what a blowhard.
Can't wait till the fall when the goalieage turns up a tree. The fall goalieage.
The hotel prices go up.
Yeah. You mean the goaltel prices?
The goaltel.
It's a gold standard.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
Oh, that was awesome. God. That almost sounded like a Saturday Night Live skit. Like one of those fake commercials.
Yeah.
Like it's just a guy talking about nothing.
Just talking in circles. Non-specific circles. That was fantastic.
All right, next up is there's, you know.
Oh, by the way, guys, can you tell if this is a zit or a goal on my face?
It's a boil.
Oh, shit.
It's a gummy bear. So, the next one up, if you've like myself, have gone to the different categories that iTunes has for podcasts, one of them is religion. And one of the, you know, it's very easy to bash on the Christians. It's very easy to bash on everybody. But how about this one? The atheists. The atheists have a lot of podcasts, especially this one that is quite popular.
They probably have more than the religious people do.
Probably.
Called The Ardent Atheist. And I don't know if I like this just because it's turning atheism into its own religion, which yeah. I guess is the... Isn't it hypocritical?
Mm-hmm.
The fact... So here is here's The Ardent Atheist, which is
it's hypocritical.
Very fucking like.
I think if it was a
hipster
podcast, it'd be hypocritical.
It's incredibly hipster.
Oh, right. That's right.
Because I love the whole. We're gonna start the podcast before we actually start it.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Ms. Doubtfire. Hey.
All right, shut it off.
What
I don't fucking
want
to hear another minute. I don't care what they're about to talk about. I hate those people already. I would rather go to church than listen to another second of that.
But wait, they're going to talk about not God.
Wait, so it's like every other podcast we just listen to?
Hello.
Yeah, pretty much. Hold on.
That's it, honey. Good work.
What is
lights.
Up?
Lights. And Heather said, let there be light. And there
good?
Was light. And,
are we going?
And she saw that it was good. Honey, you want to rest?
Oh, wait. So they're
yeah.
just straight up
okay.
making fun of it?
Do that right now.
No, wait till Sunday.
God damn it.
Sorry.
That'd be great if
you're
going to
be a god.
Football.
You got to play by the god
right.
rules. Yeah. So we're going to go now.
Oh, they're
pointing
targeting.
These are,
is that a finger?
These are people like just now thought like they invented atheism, it sounds like. Like
it does sound.
Like,
and
they were
straight
like,
up just making fun
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, like someone like just told them, you know, it's probably not true.
Like it's
holy
thing
shit,
where...
you're right. We should do a podcast about this.
Yeah. Now watch the 180 radio voice that comes. Once they
really?
Start
oh my God.
Recording.
Are you serious?
It sounds like an advertisement.
Watch.
Oh, that's a finger. Jesus, God. Why are you so angry?
Here it comes.
Hello, and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the InnerTubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium.
I can't believe these atheists would also have a skeptics podcast. It's crazy.
If you'd like to take part in that,
what
game,
we're
doing
it.
The author of the well-known blog, Hit and Miss, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat.
Right.
This is too much information.
You fucking lost me, right?
Subscribe to
and that music is driving me crazy.
Help us get in the top 10. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and
just
subscribe to our premium
snare drum down flight stairs
for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or you suck.
Shut the fuck up, you assholes.
Everyone not subscribing sucks.
Sucks what?
Sucks
well,
God.
Penises?
Oh, well, that would be funny because God
penises.
Is this.
That's
am I right, you guys? Atheist, high
five. You're not subscribed either.
Also true. Okay,
I
stand
immediately.
And all our subscribers do not suck penises.
Oh, no. What the hell's wrong with them?
We only have two rules.
Do they really talk like this the whole time, or
is
they like settle down after this? Or are they trying to be like goofy?
If you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions.
These guys are like the wacky shock jocks of it's the morning. Zoo of
you
atheists.
Fucking moron. Yeah. We're coming to you live from A&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight,
God.
We have Shelley Siegel, Ian Harris, and Dave DeLuca. You know these folks from Showbiz. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Oh,
it's good to be here.
When are they starting?
Fucking God.
Wait,
there you go.
That's my favorite.
This is still the intro.
That was,
still introducing.
That was their high-powered intro, and then listen to the response that they get.
Whoa, jinx. You
pinch
owe her
poke.
A Coke.
Oh, man. All right.
Cricket.
Hey, can I get some more reverb on this thing? Comic.
Wow. Never. That would have been great on stage.
Cousin Brucey. James,
now shut up for the rest of the show.
We're doing Ardent Atheist. We don't normally cover skeptical topics, and Sylvia Brown, I suppose, certainly fits into the Ardent Atheist.
Isn't atheism sort of a form of skepticism, I would say?
Because she claimed she had a personal conversation with God all the time.
Well, and she was kind of a god of cunts.
Yeah, well, there you go. She was.
These guys are shocking.
What are the cunts going to do now that the queen is dead? I mean, honestly.
Well, we have a new one.
Put the wrestling podcast back on.
Yeah. The first person that gets to talk to her.
Right? The first person who
communicates
with her.
I say we just have a seance.
You know the can't talk to? God, because he's not real, right? You guys. Hey, atheism.
Hey.
You know who's a cunt? God. Oh, well, he can't be a cunt because he's not real. Oh. Who's with me? God's not real. Woo! Huh? I was making the sound as you're playing the sound. Hey, Jinx, you owe me coke. Pinch it a poke. Jinx, help. Hey.
Oh, my God.
Good God almighty.
That intro was so long. It was so long. They plugged so much stuff in the beginning.
Hey, don't forget to throw $10 over our other podcast, The Skeptics Cut House. And don't forget, you can also check us out on the godsnotreal.com message forums.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus cunt. All right. It's 5:02, 2 past the hour. Oh, wait a minute. We're on the internet. God's not real. Hey-o! High five is with me. Atheism. Let's throw some more shocking words out there because atheists like to curse. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Cunt, cunt, cunt. Fuck, cunt, fuck, cunt. Jesus, Mary, cunt, fuck. Who's with me? God's not real. Hey, guys.
You said fun. Fun.
I'll tell you what, that was my goal. That was my goal, to say fucked on the radio today.
That would be the ultimate.
Fucking fun is fun.
Hey, guys.
Woohoo! Yee-hee!
Wow.
Oh,
what's
shit.
That, like, what's worse than that?
What's worse than that? Oh, yeah. I don't know. How about a little game called Dungeons & Dragons?
Yes.
Oh, no, D&D?
Yes, and this is a very...
There's no way D&D is worse than that.
Very popular podcast.
Get out.
Very popular podcast.
Wait, is this more popular than Masters of None?
Absolutely.
Get out.
Dungeons
real?
And Dragons, more like Funyuns and Dragons, right? You ever seen these people play this?
They're fat.
Fugees and Funyuns.
So this is a D&D podcast called Critical Hit.
Oh boy.
Is that a thing in D&D?
And they, I guess, I don't know. How this podcast works is they have a little intro, they have a little friendly banter between them, and then they get into the game. It's an ongoing game, guys.
Oh, where so they play it on the podcast. It's not just talking about Dungeons
right,
and Dragons.
They play D&D on the podcast.
God.
Which, I don't know if you've ever watched Paint Dry, but it is fantastic compared to this. And my favorite part about this is the amount of like non-social and, you know, and brain power that these people have, they have zero creativity when it comes to trying to describe their fucking game. So here you go.
Let's get into this week's episode of Critical Hit.
Let's get into
Buick
it.
Of goblins.
Got that?
A Buick of goblins?
Let's get into this week's episode of Critical Hit. A Buick of goblins.
Goblins are
That's
driving a Buick?
That's the name of the episode.
Clever.
Rolling?
Do the dice roll.
Okay.
Very dramatic.
It's like Game of Thrones.
In a world.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a major spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing this show
a
with
major
a friend.
Spoilers? What does that mean?
It's because of you. That's we're able to
podcast
do all
network.
The things that we're able to do, and we want you
spoilers?
To
really?
Be on board.
Okay.
With the adventure of Trell and the Nearly Dead Men.
Nearly
I never liked that name.
now because it doesn't have the name.
That's one guy jerking off in the corner.
I never liked Nearly Dead. It's D&D time. Four cool guys and Stinky Ket.
Dungeons and Dragons and dicks, am I right, guys?
It has Ket in it.
Jeez.
Why don't we just call it B7 Podcast, which is all about Battleship Strategy.
Good one. I always thought, like, I was like, if I was presenting you guys, I would probably call them, like, Randus and the Anomalous Four.
That's oh, good one, Bobby.
That sounds like a Jack Kirby concept.
But only a couple of them know what it means and can pronounce it.
That boy sounds like a girl.
Stand by, guys. There's a vagina in the room.
No way.
I heard it.
Randus would not.
That's just a prepubescent boy.
Which is why it would be
no,
great.
It's
two of us.
That doesn't mean that he's not anomalous.
Yeah, it's like He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, he's a master of the universe too.
The master baiter of the universe, am I right, you guys?
Why is it
that high five? No god.
Why is it that when a bunch of nerds get together,
they always have this voice?
I don't know.
They always have this voice.
Oh, there's one guy that has one of this voice.
Why does that always happen? Nobody has bass. Nobody has fucking bass in their voice.
How can you wear that if you weren't a master of the universe?
Yeah, you're right. Wait, are we talking in character or out of character? Because Brian's massive fur thong is actually a something that is famous across.
Nope.
Oh, you guys, you're terrible. She's the hole. She's the D&D hole.
The D&D hole.
D-hole.
D-hole. My grandma will give you that chain.
She says, Randus is for a thong. That's when Randus isn't wearing underwear.
What? I missed something.
This bitch is 500 pounds and loves the attention.
And 3,000 miles away from all these guys. On Skype somewhere.
Listen to her Rodrigo. See how heavy she is. Yeah.
Last time.
You can hear the wheezing.
Critical hit. See, listeners, you can do it too. Play at home, play it on the bus, play it on the train.
Probably doing better than us. Since you started up, you want to give us the...
Sure, so last time... the Torkeltones were captured by a bunch of goblins and taken to New Mogdroblstan. Goblin
say that again.
Nation.
Mogdroblstan. How old do you think these people are?
Probably. The goblin nation.
They sound older.
Yeah. They do.
And,
which is frightening.
They were given three choices. Die, or die.
I choose die.
Or give up your secrets and maybe we'll let you go.
That's four.
That's four. No.
Oh.
Die, and die.
It's all one choice.
It's all one choice.
Steven's a teacher. Choice. Steven's profession is teacher.
So, yeah, this is like Lord of the Rings, only hilarious, am I right?
Yeah.
Is that what they're, that's what the goal is here?
Hilarious? Is that what you say?
That little exchange right there reminds me of all the science people that I work with. And they're so...
So those were your three choices.
You that little thing and you're like, oh, God, you know what I'm talking about. Just let it go.
Rodrigo, over to you.
All right.
So here's
the die. That's actually one choice.
Here's where the magic happens, guys.
Pretty good. Right. Breakdown of
they get into the game now.
Currently, yeah. The hobgoblin who pitched the idea of not die or die or die.
Dreng?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is a holy speaker Dreng and has now acquired the party, as it were, and is leading them. Down a,
I
want to
kill myself
hallway.
Right now.
I'm so proud to say I've never played Dungeons & Dragons ever.
Gnashing and throwing stuff and generally being pretty mean.
To goblins.
Yeah.
I can smell his brain cells burning.
Yeah, that's all I got on that one. I don't want to do any more.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike. I choose to drink this beer and continue on. Is that a choice?
Well, you have to roll the die.
Yeah.
Well, no matter what,
you're gonna drink that beer.
So there you go. If I roll a one and above,
one and above is drink, drink, and drink.
Yeah.
And anything else is also drink. Right. So even though it's four choices.
Let's go.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures. So much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name. I'll tell you that right now. Papa too many.
You think they had it? I think someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they got, they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.